All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final hour here of week 42 of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's up?
Well, you're in your hotel room. I assume, I don't know, Piani, I figure you probably got a nice, a room suitable to Brumbo Dungus and his entourage. Okay, so it's like a whole, it's a whole suite. It's like basically like a little apartment. So you got a kitchen and you got several rooms. It's got a great view. You're like way up in the tower. You can see the city. And there's all kinds of exciting hyperboat racing memorabilia built. This is like a welcome basket with like a bottle of champagne and a bunch of cigars and memorabilia for the race and the hotel and for Alamo City itself. When you walk into the room, the VI that runs the room like turns on and welcomes you personally. And then the butler brings in all your stuff. He leaves, the door closes, and you're alone in the room. What now?
I just kind of like look over at
order all the room service.
Yeah, like who did you put this room on? We like, are we actually paying for anything?
Who did I put the room on? Brumbo Dungus, of course.
Is that just a fake account with unlimited money?
Yeah, because that's a thing you could just have.
Of course.
No, like
it's like an armory.
Okay, well, when we walk in the room, is there anything special about the room?
Just that it's like an incredibly fancy hotel room. Okay.
I go over to the door and call
the
concierge.
The bed in the main bedroom is shaped like a hyperboat, and the top sheet is just like a huge piece of like selvedge denim, just like laid over top of the bed. There's a gun rack above the bed. It's empty right now because you know you bring your own guns. There's like at least one or more bottles of whiskey in every room, including the bathroom.
Okay. Well, I go over and call the concierge or whoever I get when I
there's
press
a, there's a VI. The room comes with its own dedicated virtual intelligence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I go over and call it.
Okay. Yeah, you just turn it on.
Or turn it on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it comes up from a holo projector in the middle of the table in the room. And it would probably be, actually, it's just like a formless, it's like a formless shape at first. And it asks you to choose a preference for its personality matrix. And there's like a male and female version. Or you can just stay with the generic model.
Okay. Is the second it comes up, I'm just like, I'd like to speak to a real human being, please.
Okay. So the virtual intelligence in default mode just says, in what department would you like to be contacted?
I want to contact the fucking hotel. Okay. I don't know what department that is. Just give me a human being.
Front desk?
Yes.
Calling front desk.
Thank you.
And it like it flickers out. And a few seconds later, the still kind of flustered face of Sally Ann downstairs appears in the hologram. And she's like, she's terrified because she knows what room is calling. So she's just like, what can I do for you?
Sally, there's a problem.
Oh God! What is it? I mean, I'm sorry. What can I do for you?
We just got to our room. We don't have any cantaloupe.
Okay, so she makes a face like I don't know what that is.
Brumbo Dungus always has cantaloupe waiting for him in all his rooms, and here's my prize fighter. He doesn't have his cantaloupe in his fucking room. What am I supposed to tell him? You want to tell this man that Brumbo Dungus, come over here. Sally Ann's got something to say to you.
She's like, I'm sorry, sir. I will have a cantaloupe sent up to you. Would you like to come down to pick it?
You want me to come down to the front desk and pick up a fucking cantaloupe?
We'll have a cantaloupe sent right up to you immediately. I'm so sorry, sir.
I just shake my head and turn off.
Okay. Yeah. It goes off. I think maybe we catch the beginning of her next sentence where she's like turning the prison next. She's like, what the fuck is a cantaloupe? And you like turn it off.
Okay. And then, I go over to Piani and I kind of, like, lean in, trying to whisper. We need to make sure that that AI unit can't hear us at all times? Can you make sure that happens? Don't look at me that way, Piani. That's why you're here, all right? If I knew how to turn that shit off, I would have turned it off myself.
Yeah, I can just basically unplug it.
Yeah, totally. You just disable it.
I'm like, all right, stand back, Higgs. It's gonna take some intense work here.
Okay.
Go behind. I like start pressing various like numbers on the phone while I reach behind, pull the plug. All right, done.
Okay, good work, Piani. All right. Eric, we got to figure out how far we are from that that factory, and we got to get in there tonight.
Okay. Well, I think we can pull up some schematics and a map of the area, and then find our way.
Okay.
Yeah, I pull up my comm pad and, you know, doop.
Okay. All right. So you start doing that, and then there's a... Oh,
by the way, important to note, I brought my nav computer with me. I did like repurchase all of my stuff. It cost me about 2,500 credits. Sure. Chat, I did not buy new guns because I had my guns on me when I was on the thing. Anyway, I have nav computer, so like we can navigate on the ground more easily.
Okay. So while you're starting to get that going, the door, I was gonna say it like the doorbell or whatever chimes, but it doesn't. It plays like a really obnoxious like La Cucaracha horn or something. To let you know someone's at the door. Does that like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. And then it stops for a second and then does it again louder.
It's not like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Yeah. Yeah. After the second time, I'm in the middle of talking to Eric, and I'm just like, "Yeah, 1 second. I'm coming over. All right, hold on, Eric. We need to figure all that out. We got to go tonight." I start walking towards the door.
Yeah, I've got my pen.
I look through the peephole.
Okay, there's a guy who looks like he looks like an official. He's wearing a black suit with like a bolo tie, a little like steer skull, like silver like holder. He's holding a bowler hat in his hands. He's taking it off. He's got his hair kind of like parted in the middle and slicked back. And he's got a little like pencil mustache.
He looks like Gomez.
Kind of, but not as like, is Gomez supposed to be Italian? Or anyway,
yeah.
And he's holding a pair of leather gloves that he also seems to have taken off, and he's waiting at the door. He doesn't look nervous. He just looks like, you know, he's doing business.
Yeah, can I help you? I'm just saying this through the door.
He says, yeah, the door probably has a button. You can, like, you're looking at a screen and it's got a little button you can press to talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks at the screen. He like holds his lapel up, and you can see there's a little like official like a pin that shows that he's like he works for the Hyperboat Racing Commission. And he says, he's like, "I would like to speak to Mr. Brumpotungus, please."
Okay.
Official Racing Commission business.
I look back at Brumpotungus and like I give him the look that makes sure that he understands how important this is, and then open the door and I say, I'm glad you're here, sir, but just wanted you to know you've interrupted his meditating before the big race, so good luck with the conversation. It's very...
He nods and he says, I shall only take but a moment.
Okay. I just want you to know what you're walking into, sir. I say, he's over in the room. Good luck.
Okay. All right. So he walks in, and he walks over to you, because you've gestured. He walks over to you, Alfarious.
I'm planking across a chair.
He's planking across a chair, that's what he said.
Okay. So he kind of, like, waits for you to finish so you can stand up and, like, you know, talk to him.
I kind of, like, look at him, and then roll off the chair onto the floor very hard, and then stand up.
Okay. Yeah, so you stand up. So he says, Mr. Brumpotungus?
Yes, that is my name.
Okay. He takes his gloves and slaps you in the face. And he says, like, yeah, dude, so how do you react? Like, he just kind of, like, whaps you across the face.
Yeah, he just, like, turns his head with it, as if it was a harder blow than it
when
actually
I, when I hear that, too, I pop my head. Is everything all right in here, Mr. Tungus?
Hype man, it's quite all right.
Okay,
I think I understand this archaic tradition that this young man is displaying with such negligence of common courtesy that I believe I understand the situation.
You let me know, Mr. Tungus. I'll be right outside. So I shut the door a little bit more.
He stares into you.
Yeah, as he looks at you and he says, I'm here on behalf of El Gato Caliente. And he says, my message has been delivered. And he, like, pops his little hat on his head and turns around.
He says, wait. You tell El Gato Caliente that if I wanted a challenge, I would challenge myself to think of something nice to say about him. What's going to happen tomorrow in that boat track can best be described as probably the bowel movement of what most people experience when they taste the cuisine from his home planet. I deign not even to speak of it, for I fear that it might come out of my mouth the same way it comes out of so many rectums on his home planet, that it would be likened to my face opening up one big brown hole at a time and becoming a sludge factory as such. I will not use any more words to describe it, but I want you to pass that along to him. And tell him that tomorrow after I destroy him, I would appreciate it if he would slap himself in remembrance of this moment in time.
He bows deeply to you, and he's like, I will pass you a message along, sir. Good day.
Jeff, do you take apprentices? Shit-talking? Because I feel like I really need some skill here.
Fictitious shit-talking is, like, my favorite thing in the whole world.
He dreams about it. And this is where he executes.
Oh my god, dude. Holy shit.
I do feel bad though, because someone tweeted us a picture of a 7-year-old girl watching the show, and I supported it. She knows.
Slang kid not is watching this show. Oh god.
So, what does this guy do when he walks out of the room?
Just like nods casually to everybody else in the room and, yeah, walks to the door. And
as he's walking, I, Mr. Tungus, is this man all right to leave?
It's an interesting choice of words you come across here. Is he all right to leave? If I were a doctor in the medical field of making sure people prolong their life as healthy as possible, I would say no. He keeps bad business. He's obviously a dirty little man and don't like his chances at life in general, but is he open to the door and depart from my presence? Absolutely. In great haste, I would hope.
Okay. Sir, please get the fuck out of the room.
He nods. He's like, as you wish. A good day to all of you. And he walks out. And you hear, before the door closes, you hear him like bump into somebody, and there's like a slight rattling. And he's like, oh, excuse me, ma'am. And then you hear a thunk, like a kind of like weighty like thunk on the floor. And then you hear like a gasp and then some like mumbling as the door closes.
Well, that's definitely not anything we should pay attention to, so.
Yeah, and then even just like a couple of seconds later, the door horn goes again.
My goodness. I walk over to the door and like turn on the pad, the compound.
Okay,
whatever.
So standing there looking very nervous is Sally Ann. She's holding a like a silver platter, and on the platter is a whole uncut cantaloupe, just like sitting in the middle of the platter. And then around it, there's like several like racks of ribs, and then like a flower arrangement of like buffalo wings, yeah, and it's like this big like thing all around the like cantaloupe sitting in the middle, and she's like kind of balancing it, and she's like hit the button with her elbow.
Okay, I open the door, and I'm just like I kind of look at the plate. I'm like, Sally.
She's like, I brought Mr. Tungus's cantaloupe.
Is there
from over his shoulder here? Is that the cantaloupe?
It's the cantaloupe, sir. 1 second, I need to make sure it's up to your level of your quality, if you know what I'm saying. And I take it has a rib on there.
There's like an entire rack of ribs like laid out in this kind of like, it looks like the birth of Venus. It's like just kind of this like opening flower of meat with a cantaloupe in the middle, like the pearl in an oyster.
Are the ribs sauced?
Yeah.
Okay, I grab one of the ribs and I look at Sally. I'm like, now Sally, if this is sweet, we're going to have an issue. And I put the rib in my mouth and just suck on it as I'm slowly pulling it out. All the sauce, I don't eat the meat. I just take all the sauce off and I hold it up. I'm like, Sally, you taste this before?
She shakes her head. She's like, doesn't even say anything. Just like a sweat. It's down her face.
Like, is that the cantaloupe?
It's the yes, Mr. Tungus, it is the cantaloupe, but they have sweet ribs, and I know you don't like the sweet sauce on the ribs.
Sally, check it for a weapon. If she's trying to kill me, this is the least subtle way possible I can imagine.
I know. Look, he's hyper allergic to sugar, ma'am. Do you taste this? And I start taking the rib and just wiping it on her mouth.
Yeah, she's like sputtering, but she can't put her arms up because he's holding the tray. And she's just like...
I'm like, Sally, like, that sir, is sir, a yes, sweet no, sauce. Please I take this back. And I throw it on the plate and just like throw the door.
Okay. So the door just shuts in front of her. Okay.
Okay.
you hear like the unmistakable sound of someone like choking down a sob before she like hurriedly makes her way down the hall to the elevator.
And I'm just like, I turn around and as I hear that person walking away, I'm like, Eric, how we doing on all the information?
Well, I've charted out 5 possible avenues for our approach, all of which have a variance in time of 20% at maximum. Though, of course, if we wanted to go at rush hour times, I've routed another 3 routes that take back roads and don't run into traffic as much. So, all told, we have 8 possible choices, and we can depart at any of these 16 possible times. And I, like, bring up a chart of everything that's all, like, you know, pointing across the screen. Yeah.
Okay. So your best route, there's a parade that's happening later today that's going to cut off a bunch of the roads. It goes from the Holy Church of I don't know, some or other, some like big
Lord Junior.
Yeah, exactly. Lord Junior's church. The Holy Church of the Divine Emperor Hank Williams the 242nd, all the way up through town and ends at the racetrack. It's sort of like a pre-inaugural thing. Then there's a big party there. But you can, while that's happening, everybody's going to be at that. You can make your way either beforehand or around to this location. Though you don't really know anything about the neighborhood. There's residential here, but it's like Vegas. All the residential is like way out of the edges of town. And then this place is, I guess it would be in one of the, cause everything here supports the race like culture. So it's in one of the, like it's in the souvenir district. It doesn't look like it's listed on, like as a warehouse or a car, like a mechanic shop. It's just like a building.
Okay.
Oh, question. Can I roll a ground navigation check to make sure that we've found a really good route?
Yeah, totally.
So my nav computer gives me a +2. So it's normally a navigation roll with what? Wisdom?
Intelligence.
Intelligence, submit, and then... Do I just put a 2 in the assisted field?
Yeah, it'll ask you if you get help.
Okay, submitted.
Oh, wow.
What?
Okay.
That's not even... What?
You rolled...
Oh, shit. Terribly.
I found some really good routes for us, Mr. Manager.
So I think you start running the thing, and then your screen like flickers a little bit, and then this fucking brand new thing you just bought, the screen just goes dead, and the whole thing just like bricks in your hands.
My compad.
Eric, what's the issue?
Nothing. I memorized it all. We're fine.
Okay. All right. When, okay. Well, let's wait for poor Sally to get back here with cantaloupe. Then we'll go ahead and we'll get ready to move in just a little bit. Then we'll be out of here before this. We won't even stay the night, so get comfortable.
Okay. All right. So you you rest and hang out in the room until Sally comes back. Sally Ann comes back with your ribs and the cantaloupe in its holy position, and that's it. So what other things do you need to do to like get ready to go to the facility?
So, is there anything, or do you just want to head out?
I mean, like, is tonight when we're stealing the thing?
Yeah, that's my plan, at least.
Okay. So let's, can we go over the plan one more time? Just so that we're all on board with what this plan is exactly.
Yeah. We've severely convinced everybody that Brumpotungus exists, but
yes, how Brumpotungus that helps us, is super real.
How that helps us steal the car, I'm not entirely sure, but it's definitely best that we did that.
I mean, does Brumpotungus's backstory include the fact that he was in a crash and had to like be rebuilt?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that was part of the deal, right? Is that he died. He died in a horrible crash, went to hell, and Satan was like, "Get back in there." And yeah. He was rebuilt, and now he's a demon in a human body with robot parts who drives hyperboats.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's the cover for Brumpo to steal the the vehicle. But the other part of it is we don't know like what this facility looks like or how it's going to handle, so we're just going to try to infiltrate it and get out.
Yeah, so we're going there ostensibly like as a part of the maintenance crew to check up on the boat, make sure everything's running properly. And then Brumpotungus is coming with us because he's like the specialty driver from the manufacturer, is like one of the rumors about him or whatever. And then... what, we're just gonna drive it out of there? Are we like?
Can I just poke like a tiny little hole in that plan?
Yeah.
What are you gonna say when you're like, "Hello, we are here from the manufacturers," and they're like, "And what is the name of the manufacturers?" And you're like, "I don't know."
Well, I think that it would be easy enough for us to say, "We're sorry, our employer has really top secret, you know, security, and they don't want the information getting out," because. Who manufactured this is a huge question anyway, right?
It's a gamble. That's a luck check. That's a luck check waiting to happen.
Who has good luck checks? Who's going to deliver the excuse?
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah, not. I think you or Alfarius probably has best luck check.
I got a 14. It's like a 30% chance that I'll succeed.
11.
Damn, it's Alfarius.
Alfarius the lucky cyborg.
Yeah, Brumpotungus is going to be like, my company doesn't tell anybody about nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the play.
Yeah. And then, what, there might be security, so...
There definitely is security, yeah.
We're going to go in hot, we're just going to, like, murder everybody and then blow out of there with a boat?
Yeah. No, I think Brumpotungus blows out of there by the boat by himself, and we act like... Oh my God! How did this happen? Blah blah blah.
Right, of course.
He's insane.
He's an insane person.
Somehow we're gonna have to make sure that we can get the bay doors open so that he can drive the thing out onto the streets.
Yeah. Also, where? I guess this is probably the best time to do this. Where should he take the car, Eric?
We had a warehouse on the outskirts of town that we were supposed to drop it at, right?
Yes, there's a Madari like facility here in one of the suburb neighborhoods.
So here's my question, and I probably botched this role earlier, but if we need to have Brumpotungus driving a hyperboat along the streets of
Hyperboats have one speed. Motherfucking right. Go. Like, yeah, exactly. It's not like you don't go slowly, go fast. You just go, now we're going, and now we've stopped.
Yeah. Are there routes that would be clear of traffic that would be okay for him to be bazillions of miles an hour long?
No, not by default.
Yeah.
There would be other traffic, like cars and people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting a person at full hyperboat speed would kill you and the person and the boat and probably everyone within like a block radius.
How many people are on the planet in terms of like what is are we talking like LA traffic? Are we talking like worse than LA traffic?
Well, it's like there's not that many people, but it's like it's not the Super Bowl, but it's getting there, right? Like it's a precursor to that.
What would be the possibility of Piani hacking
the planet's
traffic control center and making sure that a certain route is pathed out for Brumpotungus to take this particular car in unscathed?
It would be very difficult to do that. It would be possible to pull some fucking Watchdogs shit.
So like a 9, you're saying. 2d6, 9.
Yeah. I mean, even then, like, yeah, it's certainly possible. It's certainly a thing that you could do.
I mean, that's up to Weed if he wants to do that, but that's... I feel like that's the only way that he can...
That would be like, I'm just going to go to this random terminal and do this. That would be like, we'd have to go somewhere and actually... Right? Like, that's just more than just making a roll to do it, right?
Well, and the thing is, we can always jump to... Like, I just want to make sure you're prepared, but we can just jump to, like, you actually doing the heist and then be like... Good thing that I did this to prepare, or like, and those things would be roles. Obviously, I wouldn't just like give you them, but rather than be like, we have to come up with every conceivable thing in advance,
right?
You can kind of just get on with it and be like, cool, all right, so now that we have the car, my part of the plan kicks in where I'm like hacking the traffic signals. Well, and
I feel like, I feel like a week to think about everyone's plan would probably be good,
suitable, yeah,
because like, I don't want to just rush into this and then be like, oh, well, yeah, of course, we had that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's a heist. You want to have some time to ponder it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, if this hyperboat travels so fast.
Yeah.
This is one of those Steven plans, you guys. If we could set up some kind of a half-pipe and, like, launch it and then fly over the city at hyperboat speed, and then there's, like, another half-pipe on the other side that can catch it safely. I don't, never mind.
There is the question of just bypassing, like, of being like, look, where we're going, we don't need roads, and finding a way to get the hyperboat airborne and get it up into like low orbit or something, like, because it's like I said, it's a hybrid spaceship hyperboat, so you know,
yeah.
If you had time to retrofit it, Eric, you think you might be able to make those adjustments?
Wait, really? Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
if you're alone with the thing and this place has the equipment that you think it does, retrofitting it for like low orbit
low
travel.
Atmospheric flight. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what we need to do is we need to retrofit the boat for low atmospheric travel. We need Piani to like route air traffic control like away from the flight path, basically, and like maybe arrange like a radar blackout or something like that, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then you, Brumpo, you're going to fly the thing out into the middle of the Aysen Desert, and then you're going to drive it back to the warehouse when stuff has died.
Remember that there is no desert. The whole planet is water. It's a water planet. There are cities.
Out into the water desert of... You're in a hoverboat.
Yeah, it's a hoverboat. It's fine. So, yeah, it's a good plan. It's certainly an option.
I'm just trying to think of plans. I don't really...
When have my plans ever gone wrong?
Here, listen. The only way you can improve this plan is if you get your hands on some of those psychic crystals, refit the engine, and use them as a fuel source.
That's what we're going to do. I brought some in my pocket. I'm just going to like shove them in there just at random. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great plan.
I don't know.
Well,
I think we need a week to figure out the plan.
Yeah, you want to ponder? All right, that's fine with me.
Because I can already see Weed over there thinking about how he wants to attack this.
I'm definitely putting thought into it,
Little he wants to attack it in the suggestion I've just made.
Exactly. I mean, maybe if we fill the thing with hamburgers and then use a crane to raise it to the 74th floor.
All you have to do is get it up to 88 miles an hour.
Yeah,
flux capacitor will kick in. Boom, no problem.
Wubba lubba dub dub, Eric. We did it.
Exactly. All right, well, let's wrap, because I think we need a week to figure it out.
So I think you're right.
Yeah. We'll do that next week as we plan the heist. It'll be a lot of fun. Let's do some shout-outs. Wheat, you're always first. Go ahead.
I don't know. Like, I'm busy this week. I'm looking forward to get back into it. You know where to find me, DJ Wheat, doing all the things. Witness the Firewatch and Overwatch this weekend, so I'll see you there. And Friday, Twitch Weekly, so. That's tomorrow, right? No, that's fuck. It's Wednesday.
2 days ago. Or that's 2 days forward, sorry.
2 days ago. Man.
I'm so confused.
That was like double fail, courtesy of Wheat and JP. Thank you very much. Yeah. And we'll see you next time.
There you go. There you go. Steven, do some shout outs.
Hello, everyone. I like making ridiculous plans. This episode was a really good episode for me. You can follow me online at the places you can see here. You should all go follow me on Twitter if you haven't yet, because I'm 6 followers away from 15,000 followers. It's going to kill me until I get there, so don't do it.
I'm unfollowing you right now, dude.
Yeah. God, you guys are dicks. Huge dicks. That's it.
Okay, there you go. Jeff, do some shout-outs, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, as always. It's great to be back on track. Excited that we're doing Swan Song actively, and it's just a lot of fun, the different things that come at us like a bag of dicks. I will be streaming a lot of XCOM 2, if that's interesting to you. I'm doing a Commander Iron Man runs until I beat it, or until about 2 weeks passes, whichever happens first. Hopefully the beating it happens again another... Anyways, that's about it. I don't have anything else to say. Just thank you whoever tuned in to the Warhammer this last weekend as well. They play every like Tuesday, so if that's something you want to keep checking out, make sure and do that. And just XCOM 2 for me. So thank you, guys.
There you go. Last but not least, Adam. Do some shout-outs.
Yeah, it's me. Thanks for coming, everybody. So I like about role-playing games, sometimes it just gets weird, and you just got to roll with it, which is fun. You can follow me at the things you see over on this side. Twitch.tv, Adam Coble. I'm going to be playing Overwatch till I get bored of it, which is going to probably be next week, and then I'll play XCOM. So if you like both those games, you can go check that out. My Firewatch playthrough is already up on the VODs if you're curious what I thought of the game. And I have a GM turn for Swan Song that I did recently, too. So if you missed either of those things, you can go check them out there. They'll be up on YouTube eventually. And just follow me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost for all the moment-to-moment updates about every little thing.
Awesome stuff. All right. That's it. We're done. We'll see you guys next week, I think. Everyone should be here, so we're good for another show. And we'll get that posted up on the schedule as soon as we know the date and time. Should just be Wednesday again, but we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
That's it, though. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Have a good night. We're out. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.